listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibrations Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station on LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is the place where you want to be, broadcasting from our beautiful spaceship in Sherman Oaks. Wow, guys. Well, as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We got a great show coming up for you guys today. I want to reintroduce Justin. How you doing, brother?
Hello. I'm good, man.
So good to see you, man.
You too.
It's such a pleasure to have
always
you back in the studio, breaking them up. break them. We also have a Vibration Station alumni. the one, the only, Jason Tibby. Woo! There we go, guys. We got a wonderful show set up for you today. If you guys don't know these two cool cats, well, you're gonna. It's definitely something that you want to do, is get to know these people for numerous reasons. Number one, they're awesome. Number two, I brought them on the show because they play great music. And that's what we love. One of the most important aspects of the Vibration Station, as you guys know, is the music. It's all about the music, if you know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, it always is.
Yeah, totally, man.
I can feel it right now.
You can feel it right now.
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Well, listen, here's the thing, guys. If you want to call in, tell us how much we suck. You can do that. 323-203-0815.
You suck.
Or you can tell me how good
I am. Yes, I do. You know what? You can also check out Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know what you think. Also, just giving a shout out, you can check out our opening song, Real Boy, Suck My Swing. It's a wonderful original.
Yeah.
They're,
Real Boy.
Friends of ours and very up and coming. If you're not listening to him, you're lame.
Yes, you are.
Definitely check him out, guys. They'll put you in a good mood. So today's show, we have a multitude of things to kick off. We have kind of a multitude of wonderful aspects of
some big words
of the positivity. Oh God, you're just gonna have to see for yourself. We're kicking off a show today, and the name of today's episode
is Jason.
It's Jason. The name of today's episode is today's the happy session on the Vibration Station. That is what this.
I'm so happy right now. Oh my God.
I'm so happy right now.
Oh, come here.
Tell me.
I know what is going on. I'm so happy.
Well, that's kind of the idea of what today's show is about. Not knowing exactly what's coming up next. We know what's coming up next, but you don't. That's why you need to stay tuned and listen to the Vibration Station.
Always.
Always. Well,
put down your phone, stop texting, and listen.
That's what I'm saying. Or if you're listening on the LA Talk Radio app, which you should download if you don't already have it, then stop playing your music and start listening to the radio. Yep. All right. So, you know, to kick the show off, I think the best way to give a taste of a little bit about, you know, what you guys are all about is to just play a tune. We're just going to kick off playing a tune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that is one of the most important parts about, you know, coming on the radio.
Yes.
Is like playing your tunes.
Your music. Justin, don't you agree?
I agree.
How much do you guys agree with each other?
So much.
Yes. Do you guys agree with each other enough to play?
Chapman.
Oh, wow.
I have such a clue right now.
All right.
Good thing Justin has a clue. Check this out, guys.
Yes. What's up, David?
Well,
how you been, man?
I've been great, man. Thanks for asking. Christopher Walken, man. He is
what a cool cat.
What an idol. I was watching Wedding Crashers the other night. Have you guys seen Wedding Crashers?
Wedding is horseshit.
Wow. Listen, listeners. If the listeners listen, if you haven't seen Wedding Crashers, definitely check it out. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson are the stars. It's hysterical.
So funny.
Christopher Walken.
When did that movie come out? In theaters now.
In theaters like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
No, it's a classic. It's a great movie. On that note, check this out, guys. This is Jason and Justin.
I'm Jason. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Jason.
This is Jason and Justin brightening your day.
I don't know. All right.
Here we go. In the studio.
When I met you, the skies were changing tides, and I knew I wanted you. My ideas were betrayed by lies, and I may be hell, but I'm breaking through. Someone else, I can tell by the way you talk to me. And I know I tried too hard with you. And I know I tried too hard with you. And I know I tried so change just to earn your love that I never touched. So what gave you up? Are you a fairy tale with someone else? How can I tell what I need? I need help. heart with you. And I know I tried too hard with you. And I know I tried so
That song was called Avec Toi. Do you want to give a little shout out to my sister Ariana Tibby?
There you go.
Little sis. Thank you, Justin, for assisting on that. It was beautiful.
Of course. Wow, guys, that was wonderful. What was the name of that song?
Avec Toi.
Avec Toi.
A little French action.
Avec
right
Toi.
There.
Avec Toi. Now that's a Jason and Justin original.
More Jason original.
Yeah.
Jason original.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote it a long time ago, like about a year ago,
right.
Back when I was playing this band Pigeon Collision. And
I remember Pigeon Collision.
Yeah, good times. And then I don't know, it's a song that I've like always kind of had and held dear to me, and I just had to keep playing it. And
I dig it, man.
We changed up a little bit, made a little. You can actually check it out on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, facebook.com/JasonTibby. You know,
yep.
There's just a library to all my music right
that's
there.
That's what we're looking for.
Library.
So Jason,
sir.
Obviously part of the reason why we brought you guys on the show today is to talk about your music.
Yeah.
Let's
do it to it.
Jason, how long have you been playing music for?
Well, you know, David, I've been playing music for quite some time now.
Yes, you have.
I got my first guitar when I think I was 10 years old. My babysitter gave it to me. She gave me this, like, rip-off Stratocaster. She's going to England.
That's
She's
not
like,
all your
you
babysitter gave you? Go on.
I was going to say hand jobs, but that's fine, too. Dude, I've been writing music since high school. And I left high school to write music. I was
right.
Like, you know what? Would I rather be in school or would I rather play music?
I'd rather be in school.
Well, there you go. And the thing about
anyways, to answer your question, long time.
So you're 22 now.
I'll be 22 in October. Can
right,
you believe that?
Right. Wow.
Time flies when you're.
Time flies when you're. Time flies when you're a musician on the road getting drunk.
Dude, let's go to USC tonight. What?
There you go. Jason's going to USC.
No, I'm not.
He's actually playing a show down at USC tonight if you want to check him out.
Probably not, but sure. You can try to find me.
He'll be in the designated smoking area with his guitar. No, I'm kidding.
Don't smoke or hot. I'll be hitting on them.
No, oh, Jason, what a funny guy.
Classic David.
That's also why I brought you on the show, because your humor is just immaculate.
Hey.
I
try to keep up with you and Justin.
I know, man. It's pretty hard to do. I gotta say,
subtle but fucking dangerous.
So Jason, you've been playing guitar for about 11 years. You've been playing music for 11 years.
I've been writing for about like 6 or 7 maybe.
Wow, very cool. I am familiar that you have been in and out of bands.
Yeah.
You, as you mentioned, Pigeon Collision.
Multiple.
You guys had a project going on.
Yeah,
at some point.
It's called Spearmint Hippo. Was that
Spearmint
it?
Hippo.
Spearmint Hippo.
That's there we go.
you
yeah,
check
guys.
That online as well.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I wanted to show you a little bit of Spearmint Hippo. It's actually
please do it. Look up Fuck Daytime.
No, it's great. It's great. Spearmint Hippo.
I've just had so many different projects that the genres are all so different that it's just how can you not have fun doing it?
Right, and just so the listeners know, yes.
No, continue what you're saying.
I was saying just so the listeners do. What are you doing? Yes, that's amazing. I love it. Just so the listeners know, you know, I'm a huge fan of musicians that don't necessarily stick to. One genre, if you will,
or even
two or three. Jason and Justin are definitely very bi-genred, if you will.
Bi-curioso.
And bi-curious.
Bisexual. And music.
So, but the reason why I'm playing you some of their Spearmint Hippo, I've heard it before. I dig it. I think it's very cool. Is because of the originality behind the music. It really is.
Yeah. Really expensive, like, recording production, by the way.
Yeah, totally.
A lot of money went into that.
Totally. And
you should play some. Are you really going to
Yeah, no,
right
we're going to play some Screaming Hippo. Absolutely.
I haven't heard this in a while. I'm excited.
I'm just letting the listeners know to really listen for the, you know, the contrast, you know what I mean, into, like, what you just played and, like, how this is. And
be my friend next. Anyways, yeah.
No, I just dig it, guys. This is Spearmint Hippo, The Garden. Check it out.
Oh, my God, yes.
Dope, guys. Yeah, I really dig that. That's
recording it.
That's digging, yeah. Man. That's really hip and happening.
We had so much fun just writing and performing that music.
Yeah, totally, totally. So guys, like, do you see what I'm talking about? This super, like, contrast, you know, here's
thrash.
Mr. Jason Mraz over here, like,
no.
Really dun dun. Yeah. And then you have,
those
like,
days are way over. Yeah, like, Foxy Shazam.
And then
Foxy Shazam.
That's so funny, rad. Man. I love them.
That's funny. Is there some more Spearmint Hippo that we could listen to, guys?
Dude, are you on SoundCloud?
You know, I'm actually, I'm not. I'm doing it off of YouTube.
We have a YouTube. I mean, yeah, we have a YouTube.
Yeah, so.
Dude, you should check out Fuck Daytime.
Yeah?
Go to just type in SoundCloud Spearmint Hippo.
Right.
Fuck Daytime.
Well, hey, do you guys remember it?
It sounds better on electric. Like,
we can play another song.
Yeah? If you want.
Yeah, let's hear it off, guys. I'm really digging this whole music vibe. By the way, if you guys are digging this as much as I am, you let me know. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. We are having a happy session in our spaceship today.
Happy session. Give us a call if you are a beautiful person.
Happy, or beautiful. Whatever. Give us a call if you're unhappy. We dig that too.
Because
we can help
you.
We can make you happy. We tell you things.
Justin's good at that.
Justin's very good at that. So listen up, guys.
Yeah,
once again, Jason and Justin. What's the name of this?
This one is called Christmas Lights.
Christmas Lights. Check this out, guys.
Baby girl.
Kick it off.
I sat down wanting to know your name. You asked mine first, but I could only try to do the same. We get along so well. Is it a good sign? My heart is blind, I can't see. I don't even know where you're
oh, these days are filled with blue, and all I see is gray since I've been without. I've known you for a moment, so why am I that I can be wild, and I can be nice, and I can be tough. It's so wild when I'm with you, babe. Do I shut up? Close my doors on you, but girl, I understand.
Wow.
Sick.
That was very beautiful.
Thanks, dude.
That was very beautiful. Wow. Jason.
That note that I played, that was part of it. Like, you have to understand.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It goes
the
song.
Messing up.
Yeah. Right. We didn't mess up. That's just your imagination. We're really musically different.
Right.
And if it sounds wrong, then you just don't get it.
It's called abstract. You ever heard of it?
Fine art.
You're not cool.
Wow. No, really, guys. I dig it.
Thanks, man. I dig you.
I dig you, man. I dig the both of you. I think that a lot of your guys' music is really, it's different.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
And I dig it. I really dig it. And I think that if people were, if the masses, per se, you know what I mean, were to have the opportunity to hear something like that, like what you just did.
Indubitably.
Most indubitably. They would really dig it, man.
Thank you, man.
A lot of people would really, really dig that.
And then I think they should all go on my facebook.com/JasonTibby.
There you go.
And do that right now.
There you go.
I'm fine with being famous overnight. I have no problem with that. I know most people do, but like, I'm okay with that.
Sell out with me. Oh, yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's going to give me lots of money and everything's going to be all right.
I don't know. I was doing the house version.
Yeah. Well, you know you can't work. Okay. I'm over it. There's a place on Ocean Avenue where I used to.
Anyways,
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh no.
Dude,
oh wow. We'll do that one time. Yeah.
Have you?
You are my rock.
Have you? Ready?
Yes. Drum roll. Yes, Jason.
why did Miley Cyrus shave her head or whatever? It looks so bad. That's what I wanted to
that's
say.
That's probably the most important question
I'm really,
question
really
of the day.
Disturbed by that.
Did Miley Cyrus shave her head?
Not shave. She just cut it really short and then bleached it blonde and she's not as attractive.
She's getting married.
Very interesting. You're kidding. Miley Cyrus is getting married.
She did that and she
no
and she
way.
Colored her
Are
hair.
Are you serious?
She cut her hair.
Talking about that.
She cut her
yeah,
hair
no, yeah,
after
right,
she got engaged.
Yeah, no.
That guy's
so
probably
funny.
So pissed off right now. He's like, fuck, I'm already committed.
No, dude, that guy's probably so stoked. He's like, oh, it's cool, bro. I'm set for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
like, no, dude, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, the Cyrus.
Oh,
empire.
Man. You know,
Cyrus empire.
I think being in a relationship with, like, a female celebrity... Like, being a guy and then being in a relationship with a female celebrity would be pretty difficult. Don't you think? Like a little, like, you would get
jealous.
Yeah. And you would be like, you know, because, like, the man is, the man has this, like, what'd you say?
They'll get divorced in a couple years.
Yeah, probably.
They're, like, 20.
Hey, man, I like to believe in true love, bro.
Yeah, so do I, but that's not it. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you. I'm sure it is.
Jason's like, yeah, so did the last four girls I dated. Jason's just the big play. Hey, actually, guys, I really wanted to play this this one song. Did you say
yeah,
Fuck Daytime?
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah,
honestly,
it's a good song,
dude. Fuck Daytime. I want to go rage. I want to go get drunk at Chapman.
Well, that's that. Words of wisdom from Jason Tibby himself.
No, I'm just kidding. That's
Let's
not cool.
Let's rage and get drunk at Chapman.
No, that was a joke.
You know what, guys? That's what an unsuccessful...
That's the name of his self-titled... His
self-titled LP.
Yeah, that's... You know how I explore all genres? That one's my rapping EP.
Yeah.
Get drunk at Chapman.
Yeah, that's great.
That will never happen in life.
That's true.
Anyways. Yeah, fuck Daytime, man.
Yeah, totally. Hey, guys, we're just having a good time in the studio. You know, today is the it's the happy sessions with the Vibration Station and friends. So as you know, if you want to do this, you can call us live 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You could also email me live on the air. Dates. That's DAVES Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. If you're just tuning in with us right now, we are in the studio.
You missed a lot of great music.
Yes,
actually.
You did. If you guys are just tuning in with us right now, we're in the studio with Jason and Justin, two wonderful musicians who are just awesome people that I unconditionally love and appreciate. And I brought them in because they have some really cool stuff to say. We've been talking about some great stuff. Along with that, Jason.
Sorry, my man.
It's okay. ADD. It's cool, man.
I will watch your shitty man.
Oh, Jason. What a guy. So, if you guys are just tuning in with us... right now, we've listened to some good music, as I mentioned. We've been talking with the boys, and right now, we're going to play a little Spearmint Hippo. Woo! Woo! This is, once again, Spearmint Hippo's Fuck Daytime. Let's check it out.
Fuck daytime, fuck daytime, fuck daytime.
Oh, wow.
Fluffy snow.
Oh, that's funny, guys. Yeah, well, Jason, do you want to explain to us the inspiration behind the song?
Fuck Daytime. Well,
because I'm sure the listeners are digging it. I'm sure that they have their hand in it, but they're not sure what to think right now. Exactly. They like it, but they don't know what to think. Because that's what I thought the first time I heard it. Yeah. I dug it, dude. I was like, this
Thanks,
is sick.
Man. Thank you. Well,
but why?
Justin, we were at your house, right? And we were playing music, and we were just in his room. And I think we were just talking about what we were going to do that night. And Justin's like, dude, fuck Daytime. Let's go now. And I was playing, and I had my guitar with me, and then I just started playing, like, fuck Daytime, fuck. But then I started getting really into the chords, and I actually really genuinely liked the chord progression that I was playing.
Right.
And I thought it sounded really, really good. And so, yeah, no, I really, really liked the song. I thought the chords were, like, my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that I, like, and I like that style of singing where it's, like, it's like kind of Velvet Underground. You're like talking, singing. You know what I mean?
Totally. Speaking. I dig it.
Dude.
Anyway,
so, and then the song just kind of gradually builds up more and more. And then there's the ooh.
I love that in the background.
Yeah, I love that. And then you can hear my bird in the background chirping.
that's not an effect?
I mean,
no, didn't you? You bought the bird just to get that natural effect.
Yeah, because
you
didn't. It gives it a natural.
Well, we could get a fake like bird sounds.
But why get a fake bird? We can get a real one.
Get a real one?
Yeah, exactly. It just gives it a natural shitty recording.
We record and then we ate it.
Yeah, we actually recorded. We recorded the whole thing
and then we ate
pigeon on a stick.
We recorded all the Spearmint Hippo songs on my iPhone. And
you're kidding.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Nope. And we genuinely, and it's all like it's a real drum.
The quality is phenomenal.
I know. It's pretty
for
impressive.
For an iPhone,
well, even that, you could go into a studio. I'm not even kidding. Like, you could probably go into a studio and like mix master a sound where it sound like Justin's Mr. Berklee School of Music over here is like,
yeah, man. It was cool, and we were like really, really satisfied with the iPhone recordings because that's exactly how we wanted it to sound. We wanted it to sound like kind of
that
trashy.
Because
it was like that indie punk phase that we were like going through and trying to. Because all we wanted to do was just write simple songs. We wanted to write simple songs that we could just. That were mainly based off of like playing them at shows and having the crowd go like just fucking buck wild. And then Fuck Daytime was like, it's like a simple song, but I love the chords. You know, it gets stuck in your head.
Totally.
Fuck Daytime. Fuck Daytime. You know?
It's in my head.
Yeah, it's a fun song to play.
I'm going to have to download it now.
It's all about playing them. It's a lot of fun.
Right. And that's actually one thing that I want to talk about in general is when a musician does it just to play. There's not as much of that these days. You don't really hear a lot of musicians saying like, you know, I just wrote this song so the crowd could go buck wild.
Yeah. But that's why I've been also slowly getting more and more into like electronic music and trying to produce that kind of music.
Right.
Because that's the kind of music that is meant for live. Like live performances.
Totally.
And making the crowds just go insane.
Go gnarly.
You know, I mean, I love punk music 100%.
Yeah.
And I love playing that. But you can get just the biggest crowd to dance. And it's something that like everyone can kind of, you know, it's like a happy medium for everyone that everyone can listen to. Most people these days will dance electronic music 100%.
Absolutely.
And that's just sober. Drunk, then everyone does.
Yeah.
that's a whole other fucking story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know?
Absolutely, man. No, I totally dig it. And I honestly, I truly believe that when an artist produces their art for the simple means of loving the art, you know what I mean? Like when an artist produces their product, their art piece, just simply because they want to, simply because they love doing it and it excites them and it gives them joy and it brings them happiness and laughter. You know what I mean? Like I feel like that's when it's most powerful. That's obviously, you know, this whole cliche, you know, like, you know, you do it from the heart, not for the money.
But,
you know,
yeah, dude, when you're playing it live,
true,
yeah,
man.
Totally. And totally, especially if you're playing a song that really means a lot to you, that just adds on to it, and it makes it even better. It's you know?
Right.
They ain't nothing like playing music, son.
They're not.
And doing drugs. What?
Jason Tibby.
I was totally kidding. I'm
Jesus,
I'm
man.
Bad influence.
Listen, kids.
Talk about.
Do not listen to Jason. Jason is.
I'm just kidding. I just make jokes.
I know.
I would know.
So I'm making jokes too. Whatever Jason says, doesn't go.
Yeah. Unless you're a beautiful girl, then let's get married. That does go.
Well, in Jason's case, there you go, man.
In the words of Jason.
In the words of Jason.
I watch your city burn. You have my permission to die.
Is that Sean Connery?
It was Bane, but Bane. I need a megaphone. It sounds way better.
Bane?
I can do a good Bane impression, but I need a megaphone. But anyways, man.
Anyways. So, Jason, what do you... I mean, Justin and I already know the answer to this question. Because Justin and I are also working on a little something. We have a little project going on.
They do. And it's
well.
Fantastic. Seriously.
Thanks, man.
I should play a couple seconds of
oh,
that.
Oh, we'll
actually,
get to it.
I've been working on an album of instrumentals. And, like,
yeah, you have.
And it's
you
really, really, really good.
That, yeah, absolutely, yeah, brother. Absolutely.
Very
is that
ambient trip-hop chill out.
You yeah.
Know, we could just
no,
the lights off. And
it, yeah. No, actually, guys.
Lava lamp.
What you...
lava lamp. You can hear love lamps.
What I'm going to say for you guys is this is really cool. WMDT is...
it's a project of mine.
It's a project. It's Justin's project.
Producing instrumentals.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Producing instrumentals. And,
atmospheres.
And like... Producing atmospheres.
Atmospheres.
Yeah. Did you just come up with that?
I did.
Producing dude, atmospheres.
WMDT.
Yeah, man.
Producing atmospheres.
That's
for
dope.
Your
I dig
kids.
That, dude.
Coin that, man.
Coin that shit.
David's Good Vibration Station.
Producing no, dude. It would have to be WMDT producing atmospheres. Nope.
Dude, he's letting you take it. Just take it.
You know what we're going to do? We're this is WMDT's Tomorrowland. We're definitely going to check this out.
It's a track from my album. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm Tomorrow super Island. Down. I really, really dig it. Tomorrow Island. I'm like, listen to Tomorrowland. Isn't that Peter Pan? Check this out, guys. This is cool. We're gonna chill to this. We're gonna do a little meditation, guys. Close your eyes. I'm falling deep. That's really beautiful, man. Wow.
Seriously.
I was just going into a trance, guys. Yeah, I don't know about you.
That was
I don't know about you. Wow. Honestly, man, like, you are producing a phenomenal atmosphere. Listen, if you're on the other end of the headphones and you're listening to
check
this.
Check out all that.
Yeah. Absolutely, guys. Check out...
give us a call. Talk to us.
Please do. You can check out SoundCloud, WMDT. Yeah, totally awesome. Justin, a.k.a. WMDT. Woo, woo! Is actually a really phenomenal producer, as you guys know. And he was just talking about, if you're just tuning in with us now... how these are songs off of his LP that he is releasing. Justin, when do you think that LP is going to be out?
Maybe a month or two.
Month or two?
Yeah.
Cool,
working
man.
On some album artwork and
absolutely
finishing touches.
Wow. Yeah. Just the big man. That's really cool, guys. Well, here, what I'm saying about that kind of stuff is if you're on the receiving end and you're listening to this, there's no way that... you can tell me that you don't feel relaxed, you don't feel like chilled, and you don't feel like really like put to rest almost, like after listening to stuff like that. That's actually one of my favorite things to do. Check out calm.com, people. Listen, C-A-L-M, calm.com.
What is that?
Check it out. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I've never heard of it, actually.
Never heard of it?
No.
Check it out.
What are we... What
I know,
are,
now I'm like dying to know.
It's really awesome.
David, I don't have a computer right
now. Well, why don't you guys go home and check it out?
Maybe I will.
No, here's the thing. calm.com. What it is...
Maybe I will.
It's really...
what it is.
It's like really...
What it is.
What is it?
What?
What it is. What is it? What it is. What is it? Is it what it is? What calm.com is... If you're having like a stressful day, check this out, guys. If you're having like a long or like a stressful day or just something, it actually really is really amazing. I pulled it up right now, and
is it music?
Just you know, it is what you make it. Check this out, guys. This honestly,
is it heavy metal
really
music?
Powerful. It's heavy metal music. Yes.
Welcome to calm.com.
Right?
Oh my God.
Relaxation. For you to get used to the idea of stopping.
Oh goodness.
Wow.
Of doing nothing.
There we go. This is what we're waiting for. The music kicks in and then the waterfall.
Be aware of your breathing.
Oh my God.
There's no need to change it. Just see how you're breathing.
So you get it.
Wait, I want the music to come back in.
I know, me too. I don't know why it keeps dropping out.
To close your eyes.
But you guys get the point, right?
I'm closing my eyes.
You understand, right? Calm.com. But what I was gonna say is that's really what it reminds me of a lot, Justin. Is
oh, thank you, man.
Is
it's
like
supposed to be very tranquil and
super,
meditative.
Super tranquil, dude. I was gonna say ambient and like really like. Like I want to ohm in it. I want to like ohm like to your music.
I'm actually genuinely after work today gonna go home and just listen to that.
Calm.com or Justin's
music. I was
music.
Gonna go to a bar, but now I'm gonna go do that instead.
Yeah. Jason, just coming in with the drinking jokes, man.
I don't even drink.
I know.
That's
it is funny. That is pretty funny. Come to think of it.
Whoa. Yeah, man.
Jason, do you have another song you want to kick us off with?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I think Justin and I, next summer, you guys should all look out. We're going to do a little tour around like possibly a couple states in the U.S.
There you go.
Play shows. Dates haven't been set yet, but definitely stay tuned to my,
definitely stay tuned
to my Facebook page. And if you want to, if you have a place you want to request us to drive to, honestly, we'll do it. We're down.
Wow, so. That's cool. Justin's like, you're down.
No, I'm down.
No,
Justin's so down.
I'm totally kidding, man. That's really cool, guys.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, you're getting married.
Tour.
Need some music?
I'm not getting married, but I'll play for your married.
Quinceañera?
For your married. I'll play for your married. That doesn't make sense. Play for your wedding.
That's funny. You know what, guys? What I want you to do,
yeah.
Jason, we're gonna try this out.
Okay.
Because we only have like 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So what I'm gonna do is we're gonna have you play something really nice and really like we're gonna do like
I'll put a beat over it and you spit some rhyme.
Oh, we're gonna do the closing. We're gonna close it out and we're gonna be like oh, I'm waiting for you, Jason. Ready? Ready? This is what it's gonna be like. Ready? Okay, that's really pretty.
That?
That's fine. That's good. I said, listen, everybody, thanks for listening. Dave's Vibration Station till the end. Got Jason, Justin, and Davey. Crockett in the studio, that's me. I wanna thank you for listening, because you know that you are what sings. And every time I try, you will smile, and when I come around, you're a child, and I'm a It's been a show. It's been a great show. It's been a great show. Wow, guys, as you can tell, this was rehearsed. I want to tell you to tune in every Sunday.
Tune your guitar.
Tune my voice maybe a little bit. All right, guys, well, for real, on the reels, that was just an experiment, and it was awesome. Hey, thank you guys so much for listening to the Vibration Station. As you know, we send you unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter from all aspects of our consciousness to yours. Check us out on Facebook, like our page, and love yourself. That's what we have to say.
Know thyself.
Know thyself. Thou dost protest too much. This is the Vibration Station, guys. We love you. Check out Davey Crockett. Check out Jason Tibby.
Facebook.com/JasonTibby.
And check out, of course, the one and only WMDT. Thank you guys for everything. And we'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye. Express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days. I'm conditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like will we used to play and see how fast we can smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.